Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just see it as something fun to think about rather than, you know, getting wrapped up in the issues of the day. I just think, you know, it's something that I'm interested in, and, you know, I don't really see that there's a whole lot of weight behind it.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 6:48 here on a Wednesday. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita's Wesley Medical Center planning a multi-million-dollar renovation.
Two.
Citizens and city council debate location of a new swimming pool.
One.
Bandits take woman's wedding ring at gunpoint in northeast Wichita. Three big things. Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning, a little unsettled. I'm seeing prices at the high end around $2.72, but $2.69 seems to be the low end of the gasoline prices I'm seeing out there. And remember, if you spot a better price or a traffic tie-up, you can give us a call at the traffic hotline, 316-869-1330. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today at a high of 89 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 71. And Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, 96. Now partly cloudy, 73 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, The Monarch. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:50 here on this Wednesday morning. And we're taking a look at the Steve and Ted poll question of the day right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Father's Day is coming up Sunday, the 17th. And how will you celebrate Father's Day? Going to take Dad out for a meal? 9%. Fire up the grill? 9%. A nice card? 18%. Simple quality time together, 64%. That's right.
There you go.
You can't buy Dad's love with a cheap card or a great big juicy steak. Although if my kids want to try, they can sure try.
I can
go for it.
It can't hurt.
Right. Steve and Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Yeah, go ahead. You can try.
Yeah, bring it on.
You know, the FBI agent who unintentionally shot someone while dancing in a Denver bar turned himself into police Tuesday. He's awaiting charges, 29-year-old Chase Bishop, being held at a Denver detention center for investigation of second-degree assault pending formal charges from the district attorney's office. Bishop was showing off his moves in the center of a dance circle at Mile High Spirits Bar June 2nd when he launched you into back handspring. During the move, a firearm fell out of his waistband holster onto the floor. He moved to pick up the weapon and unintentionally fired a shot. Ooh-ah. One person struck in the lower leg, and there's an FBI agent.
Come on now.
Needs a little more firearm training.
Yeah, come on.
Stocks mostly rose in a quiet Tuesday session as investors reacted calmly to the outcome of that meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and turned their attention to this week's trio of central banking meetings as possible interest rate hike.
That's exciting.
Dow fell just under 2 points. S&P rose 4. NASDAQ added 43 points. Ted, it's something you and I discuss every day. What do we do with all this money? Don Grant.
Boy, no kidding.
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, you chuckle, but, you know, I know you've done well putting it away, so you may have this problem, Steve. You know, you've socked it away. You've weathered the ups and downs of the markets, and now it's time to cut loose and retire. Well, the Employee Benefits Research Institute conducted an online poll and found that about 30% of adult workers don't know what they were supposed to do with their investments once they retire. 30% said that they would roll their 401k assets into an IRA. 25% said that they would keep it in the plan at work, and 5% would take the most extreme action of cashing it out to spend. There's some education needed here. Well, if you keep your retirement savings in the 401k after you exit your job, it's protected by some degree by the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, or ERISA. The Advisors and Administration Trusts act as the fiduciaries, which means that they are required to always operate in the best interests of the participants. And ERISA will protect your savings from security by, it'll be secure by creditors, so nobody can go after it if you're in a bankruptcy or something like that. The Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, has recently floated some guidelines that we require all registered financial professionals giving financial advice and selling financial products and services that they must also act in the best interest of their clients, essentially acting as a fiduciary. It's the same protection that you have for your 401k. These guidelines have not passed into law yet, but they will be in effect soon. This will affect all financial professionals, not just those taking care of 401k plans. Individual retirement arrangements, IRAs, generally offer a much broader universe. Employer-sponsored often have a smaller range of choices to invest in. The cost of asset management will vary from plan to plan and from institution to institution. It's important to work to compare apples to apples when comparing where you may keep all that money that you've invested in retirement. Enlighten yourself by learning about your retirement investing well before you leave your job. Waiting till the last minute before you pull the ripcord may reveal some surprises that you don't want. Tax issues, underfunding, just to name a couple of them. Plan as early as you can to start putting it away. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Don, today is National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. This honors those who would like to cook and be in the kitchen, but it just doesn't seem to work out well for them. Of course, klutz, most commonly referred to as a clumsy person. How are you in the...
Go ahead.
How are you in the kitchen? Are you a klutz or
I'm great in the kitchen. I love to cook. Sunday afternoons, I'll pour myself a wine and I'll just start working and, have dinner on the table by 6. But no, I love to cook, but I just have a question. Okay, generally these days are somehow put together by some sort of a lobby trying to sell something. If it's Kitchen Klutz Day, who put this one together? Is this the restaurant industry?
No, I didn't see a source on this at all. It came from the internet, so you know it's accurate.
Oh yeah, okay. It's got to be 100% correct.
Sponsored by the plastic wrap on the floor.
This is just something for us to think about, to discuss.
Or the Swiffer people, or something like that.
Or the people who maybe that order takeout pizza. Ted, how are you in the kitchen? Ted, you do okay?
I enjoy time in the kitchen. I'm
too.
Like Don. Yeah.
I do too. I like to cook now and then, not every day, but every now and then. All right, guys, thank you. It's 6:56, and coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, we've got the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. All today's news, including, I'm going to tell you about a building fire in South Wichita just a few hours ago. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.